KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:01, we have cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. The severe thunderstorm watch that was in effect until 10 a.m. for the listing area has been canceled by the National Weather Service, but a flash flood watch remains in effect until 1 o'clock for Cass, Adair, Adams, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Taking a look at area news, an Atlantic man was arrested twice in 1 week on public intoxication charges. The police department reports 54-year-old Roy Milzarek was taken into custody Saturday. He was being held in the Cass County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Milzarek was also arrested last Wednesday on the same charge. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
A Northwest Iowa woman and her son are hospitalized after her house exploded in a blast that witnesses say was heard and felt a mile away. KTIV-TV in Sioux City reports Pat Sorensen's home in Dickens, just east of Spencer, was leveled in the explosion that happened Saturday afternoon. Authorities say Sorensen's son John was working on a water heater when a gas leak caused the explosion. Pat Sorensen was just walking in the door when her house exploded. Sorensen and her son were flown to the Nebraska Medical Center's burn unit in Omaha. Both are listed in fair condition. The explosion happened nearly a year after Pat Sorensen's husband Doug died when he fell into a grain bin. Well, a tornado touched down Sunday afternoon in northern Iowa's Winnebago County near the town of Rake, although no serious damage or injuries were reported. Storms this morning brought heavy rain and hail, mostly to Iowa's southern half, with Sheraton reporting wind gusts of up to 62 miles per hour. Strong winds tore limbs off of trees here in Atlantic. Two trees fell on separate houses on the city's southeast side near East 13th and Plum and East 14th and Redwood Drive. You can view pictures of that damage on our website at KJAN.com. Just click on the news tab under the community hub. And there's also been scattered reports of power outages across the region. Craig Cogill, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says more foul weather may be on the way.
We're really focusing in on a storm system this evening that could bring some widespread severe weather to western Iowa, large hail, damaging winds, and even a few tornadoes.
He says the possibility of tornadoes will be confined to the area west of Interstate 35 to the Missouri border. Cogill says the threat of thunderstorms will continue into tomorrow, followed by a period of below normal temperatures.
And showers around through the middle of the week with temperatures holding in the right around 70, so quite cool for this time of year.
Summer, by the way, officially arrives tomorrow at 12:16 p.m. Well, the cool April weather will delay one of the favorite summer delicacies of Iowans. Growers say sweet corn planting was slowed and it won't be available in great supply until after the 4th of July. Ron Deerdorf of Adel grows 160 acres of sweet corn in central Iowa. He uses some custom planting techniques to help the corn survive the cooler weather.
We laid the plastic, and then I've got a special planter that pokes a hole in the plastic and drops a seed. It's basically a little greenhouse underneath that plastic.
Deerdorf supplies various stores and vendors with sweet corn and also supplies it to the annual Adel Sweet Corn Festival. He's been growing the Iowa favorite for almost 30 years and says genetics have improved the quality of the corn over the years.
The corn is sweeter, the plants are healthier, the stalks are better to support the ear and the growth of the ear. The corn we were planting 25 years ago wouldn't even compare to the wonderful stuff we have nowadays.
The advances also mean the sweet corn can be stored longer before it loses its flavor. Deerdorf plants the corn in about 20 different stages, so new corn is maturing right up to Labor Day. Iowans cook sweet corn in a variety of ways and eat it with butter and salt and other additions, but Deerdorf says it's best fresh without all those condiments.
The true test of corn is raw right there in the field. It's not covered up by butter, salt, and pepper, or anything. I'll eat a lot of raw. I'll probably eat more raw corn than I do cooked corn.
With a good crop, Deerdorf will produce about 1.5 million roasting ears this growing season. Fuel, fertilizer, and seed costs are up this year, which means that sweet corn is expected to see a little increase in price this year once it hits the stores and stands across the state. A farmer from the northeast Iowa town of Floyd has been elected to lead the National Corn Growers Association. When she takes over the post of NCGA president in October of 2012, Pam Johnson will become the first woman to lead the 15-member organization.
It means a lot to me because I have two young daughter-in-laws, and I know there are a lot of farm women out there who work very hard behind the scenes, so it's an honor to be elected, but yes, an honor to be elected as the first woman also.
Johnson admits her job will be difficult considering the tight budget situation in Washington, D.C.
My goal is to prioritize and be able to convey the message about what the federal government should be making investments into for long-term health of not only our nation, but our health of agriculture and the ability for the U.S. farmer to be able to participate in not only growing food, but helping to supply the energy needs of our country.
The ethanol industry suffered a setback this past week when the U.S. Senate voted to cut off the federal subsidy for the corn-based fuel, and Johnson calls that a knee-jerk reaction.
It's paramount for our government to have an energy policy that is long-term and that will take advantage of what we can produce here in the United States responsibly and sustainably to add to the liquid fuel supply.
Johnson's election is scheduled for a ratification votes by delegates at the July 13th Corn Congress meeting in Washington, D.C. Elsewhere in state news, a woman has died after being attacked by a cow on her farm near Urbana. The Benton County Sheriff's Office said 60-year-old Jean Fee was feeding the cows Saturday afternoon when one of them attacked her. She died at a Cedar Rapids hospital. Deputies stood guard to keep cows from rescuers as they attended to Fee. She was with her 23-month-old grandson when the attack happened, but authorities say the child wasn't hurt. The Sheriff's Office says family members haven't had trouble with those cows before. Fires at two Cedar Rapids apartment complexes sent two people to hospitals and forced 37 people from their homes. The fire department says the first fire at an 8-apartment complex was reported 1:30 a.m. Sunday, and that displaced 11 residents. Firefighters helped 3 residents on the second floor to safety. The blaze was contained to one apartment where 4 people lived. The fire department says one of the occupants, 33-year-old Crystal Thompson, was taken to a hospital for possible injuries. The cause of that blaze is under investigation. The second fire was reported a few hours later at an 18-apartment complex. The fire department attributed that to a pan on a stovetop. 26 residents were forced to evacuate, and the fire department's 72-year-old Shirley Kurth was taken to a hospital for evaluation after smoke exposure. A search is expected to resume for a man reported missing along the Cedar River in eastern Iowa. Emergency crews were dispatched around 7:30 p.m. Sunday to the Palisades Kepler State Park west of Mount Vernon. The Linn County Sheriff's Office said a man and woman went into the river to help some children who began to have problems while waiting. The children and the woman were rescued, and she was taken to a hospital. The sheriff's office said the man was not seen again and is presumed to have drowned. The search was called off around 10:30 last night and will resume today, weather permitting. The names of those involved and other details are not currently available. The pilot of a single-engine plane has been hurt in a crash near the Albia Airport. Robert Bolt was standing near the plane when rescuers arrived at the crash site Saturday afternoon. Bolt was taken to a hospital with cuts and scrapes to his face. He was the only person on board the Cessna when it crashed about 50 yards from the runway. Police say Bolt told officers he was flying from Colorado to Iowa City when he experienced mechanical failure and attempted an emergency landing. The FAA is investigating. And a ceiling collapse after heavy rains has forced the Floyd County Jail to close. No injuries were reported, although several people were on duty when the ceiling collapsed last week. 4 inmates were taken to the Mitchell County Jail in Osage. Officials say repairs and getting equipment hooked back up could take a couple of weeks. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Libya's government says a NATO airstrike on a large family compound belonging to a close associate of Muammar Gaddafi has killed 15 people west of Tripoli. A NATO official in Italy says the alliance has not conducted any airstrikes in that area in the past 24 hours, but a Libyan government spokesman says the alliance bombed the farming compound early today. He says the Gaddafi associate escaped, but 2 of his grandchildren were among the 3 that were killed. Iraq's top political factions have been discussing whether to ask the U.S. to leave some troops in the country beyond the December 31st withdrawal deadline. Today's meeting was the first high-level gathering to discuss the upcoming withdrawal. No details have been released. Last month, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said American leaders asked Baghdad for an answer before August so they can start withdrawing the 47,000 remaining U.S. troops. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is celebrating his victory in a Republican presidential straw poll, saying he's captured the imagination of people who are weary of U.S. military involvement in global conflicts and worried about the economy. Paul says his candidacy is in response to what he calls an endless, undeclared, unwinnable wars dumped on the young people and a soaring national debt. Paul won a GOP straw poll at the weekend Republican conference, garnering 612 votes, far ahead of former Utah Governor John Huntsman, who got 382 votes. And stocks have opened mixed after European leaders failed to agree on releasing more financial aid to Greece. In order to get that aid, the country has to agree to more budget cuts, and that's causing unrest and political upheaval there. Currently, the Dow is up just a little more than 8 points. News time is 9:12.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
In our funeral announcements, 102-year-old Floyd Sherburn of Marietta, Georgia, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 12th. Funeral services for Floyd Sherburn will be held this Friday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 92-year-old Marvin Westfall of Fontenelle died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Marvin Westfall are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. 94-year-old Isla Knudsen of Harlan died Sunday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Isla Knudsen are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And 88-year-old LaVon Brown of Des Moines and formerly of the Atlantic and Audubon areas died Sunday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. Funeral services for Lavona Brown, that is, are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.